Sure you're done? You know, Howard, we don't know if he has two brains or two harmonicas or two tongues, only his wife knows for sure. And on the bass. Come on. We have such dirty minds. On the bass, speaking of dirty minds, the Flecktones' secret weapon. I can't tell you anything else right now. But his name is Victor Lamont Wooten. And playing an instrument that defies description. It's hard to describe, but it's gotta be even tougher to play. This is a being who's traveled a long, long, long way to play for you tonight. In fact, he came all the way from the year 2050 to show us how the drums will be played in the future. Would you please give a big Northampton welcome to the Future Man. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Is there anybody out there who's wondering where the drums are coming from? Anybody? You all got it? Well, this is the drum set. Some of you probably know this is an ongoing experiment of mine. I'm the drummer. My fingers are the drumsticks. And it's really kind of cool. I got a lot of different colors up here, represent different sounds, and it responds the way I touch. Kind of like hitting drums, just really small. And it works like this. If I hit soft, I can get the dynamics to change by the way I hit it. Like soft, out, soft, out. Now I got some different colors. I kind of like to try to play drums, maybe like Miles Davis would, like. Got it? Drums. Now, without further ado, I'd like to introduce you to the big Flecktone himself. A lot of people ask us, what is this Flecktone thing? And we say, well, it kind of sounds like the Flecktones, Flintstones, more like the Jetsons, but it represents a musical project that we've done for Warner Brothers. And if you dig this music, it's a record that we've done, Warner Brothers Records, and it's pretty cool. If you don't like the music, we just like to blame it on the banjo player. Because believe it or not, this is not like the banjo you heard on Jed Clampett. It's another kind of thing. This guy's taking music, he's composing new music for the 90s, taking his instrument into the 90s. Would you welcome a guy who's on the creative cutting edge, trying not to get cut, still not bleeding? Would you welcome Baylor Fleck?
No matter how many nights I hear that, it never fails to move me.